The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on!
All right. He's getting better, you know. I think he's ready to go to a certain degree. I'm not sure exactly how we'll do it yet, you know, but he's going to be ready to go. He'll be active.
There is Broncos head coach Vic Fangio talking about Juwan James, and I guess he's going to play this week. Stank, is Juwan James emotionally ready to play a rotational role at tackle?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he's ready to go. And I wonder, you know, if he feels like he wasn't ready at all and he maybe, you know, was forced a little bit or, you know, I have no idea what's going through his head. But when he came back to play that game, if he truly didn't feel like I was 100%, I wasn't really ready, and the pressure of playing, as we all as players, hell, organizations put it on you. There's no question about it, but you put it on yourself more than anything else. And, you know, that didn't end well. Obviously, he played a few snaps and was out of there. And, you know, I don't know if it's a trust thing, you know, if it's a trust in his own knee, if it's a trust within, you know, the way they rehabbed him, the organization, whether they said you're ready to go and he really wasn't. I don't have any insight into that at all, but that stuff is real, you know, so hopefully he's ready to go. Hopefully he's fully healed. And, you know, and hopefully he can go out there and help this offense. If he just goes out and plays well and is a solid, you know, guy in the lineup, whether, you know, he's starting or whether it's a rotational role, and he takes pressure off of Drew Lock, and maybe they can do some extra things from a protection standpoint where they don't have to lock a tight end up over there, then that would be a great thing.
It would be actually great.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah. I'm emotionally ready for Juwan James to get back out there next to the Morning Brew.
No, it's not personal. For me, it's just another game on the schedule. I mean, obviously with me having ties there for 9 years and, you know, never been in this situation going back to a place where I played before, but be good to see some familiar faces and stuff. But I mean, other than that, it's, you know, it's another game on the schedule, you know, and I prepare the same way I prepare any other week.
You ain't got to lie to kick it, Craig. Actually, that's Kareem Jackson saying it's not personal. But yet, we heard Vic Fangio earlier this week say, yeah, there's probably a little extra something. We heard Chris Harris Jr. say on Tuesday, Stink, like, yeah, both sides really didn't want each other at the end. Like, is this personal? Is this a revenge game for Kareem Jackson?
Absolutely. I mean, we all say it's not. But deep down inside, yeah, there's nobody you'd rather beat than the team you formerly played for, especially when the team you formerly played for says, yeah, you know what, hey, it's been great. We've had a good run here, but we're not really interested in you anymore. You know, I still see North Turner. I'll see North Turner again because I've got Carolina Indy week 16. And I'll see North Turner again. Every time I see him, I flip and grieve. Hey, thanks so much for telling me I couldn't play anymore. I got another 6 years and 2 Super Bowl rings. I owe you. Like, we laugh about it now, right? He was the head coach in Washington my last year there and just said, we're not interested anymore. We don't think you can play anymore. And I'm like, you did me such a huge favor. It made me a Bronco, you know, got me championships. It was the best thing that could have happened into his, you know, and he was right at the time. I couldn't hold up with what they were doing, 3-hour practices and beating the snot out of one another. And like my body just was going to, it would just tap out. So it actually worked out. And I'm very thankful. I'm thankful that, it happened to me because, you know, I'm blessed to be able to call myself a Bronco. So, but yeah, I couldn't wait to play the Redskins and, you know, kick dirt in their face.
Well, Kareem Jackson, we know, you don't have to say it. We know it's a revenge game. Next on the Morning Brew.
No, I think it's more about execution. I mean, it's not an aggressiveness issue. You look at the play calls, or, you know, it was the second half. We threw it more than we ran it. Like, we were, I think, 10 pass, 9 run. It's just, in the end, you got to stay on the field on third down. You got to be tighter with your execution. And the reality of it is, like, we're young.
There's Rich Scangarello, your guy that you call Wrinkles on this show. And again, Stanky's talking about execution. I don't think this team likes when fans suggest or media suggest, you guys, that they're conservative. No, they got to execute on third downs.
Right. Yeah, and we got to execute our players. You know, when you line it up and you got great angles on guys and you create, you know, a run play that like I said, gives you great angles, great blocking angles, that should be effective, and you still get beat at the point of attack or on the backside, and you know, you get hit in the backfield or whatever. Like, they had a great fake 19 boot screen throwback to Philip Lindsay on, I think it was, I want to say it was on the third down. I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, our tight end and our guard run right by, like right by the flat defender who's going to roll up there, and it was number 49, Tranquil. I mean, it ran right. He was 7 yards, 8 yards deep, getting in, you know, getting a curl flat position. You run right by him. He comes screaming up as soon as the ball's thrown and makes a tackle in the backfield for -3. And you're like, that the design of that play would have gone for, it should have gone for 30 yards. It went for -3, you know, and now, oh, wow, we're so conservative, running screens, you know. You're like, no. You can't run by, you know, their guys were in white, we're in blue, block the guys in white. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Got to execute.
Yeah.
Got to keep the chains moving, and then you can show off a little bit more aggression. Next in the Morning Brew.
Oh, no. I mean, I want to play football. You know, I still got an opportunity to go out there and get sexy and make plays. And, you know, as long as it's a small opportunity, a small window for me to do that, you know, I'm going to do it. But, you know, whatever, you know, my team and whatever the guys, you know, want me to do, I'm going to do it.
There's Von Miller, up with hope, down with dope. And he's talking about how, you know, the injured reserve is a possibility, but he wants to get out there and play. Stink, should they let Vaughn get out there and play?
Well, I would say if he's 100% healthy and he feels great, yeah. If something's wrong, I would, you know, wait until he was 100% healthy. You know, you have to make decisions again this offseason. You're going to have to decide if you're going to go all in on Young and or if Vaughn's part of your future plans. Like, how much trade value does he have? You've got to make those decisions. So you've got to go into the end of the offseason with a healthy Vaughn. I think that's an important and imperative aspect of your football team. Because I think you should, you know, I think you should obviously, I think you should retain the guy. But he is probably your greatest bargaining chip if you decide to go that direction.
How can you tell if he really should go, though? Because he wants to go. So he's right. Going to say, I'm going to try to go. And, like, how do you weigh that as a team, knowing those decisions that lie ahead as you laid out for us?
Yeah, I think they'll work. I think they'll, you know, I think they will go. They'll work them out pregame. You can always tell if a guy's got a little hitch in his get-along because in pregame, you don't have adrenaline rolling, right? You're not hiding the injury through adrenaline. Like, you can play with a certain amount of adrenaline when you're injured and you can get through. And you can play really well, but, you know, do you set yourself back? But when you go out in pregame, when there's nothing flowing and it's 2.5 hours before the game and they ask you to run drills, it's hard to fake that. You know, it's hard to fake the way you move and all that stuff. So I think that's what you do. And then you make an honest assessment with the doctors and, you know, the trainers and your position coaches out there watching. You make an honest assessment of where the guy is, and you just say, hey, dude, I think it's going to be another week.
Hey, dude, maybe we need to shut it down. That is a wrap for the Morning Brew. You hear it each and every morning at 6:30 a.m. right here on Schlereth and Evans. The Broncos season has gone awry, sitting there with 4 wins. But is there a better core developing? Are the Broncos closer than you might think? Stink tells you next.